Sharon, who would only give me her last initial, L, lives in an apartment building just feet from the old Roebling Wireworks factory where the Art All Night Festival was taking place when the shooting happened. She was actually outside her building minutes before shots rang out when she decided to turn in for the night.
When I got up on that third floor, all I heard was pop, 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 pop. And I looked out the window and people was all over the place, just literally like running all over.
Sharon has lived in the building for 5 years, and she normally attends Art All Night, but this year she had a bad feeling about it.
This year it was not meant for me to go inside of that building because the atmosphere to me just wasn't, my spirit wasn't right. I said, I'm not going in there.
Other neighbors echoed the feeling of something in the air on Saturday night. She says what's normally a peaceful event started to get rowdy after midnight, and neighbors agreed it was turning into a powder keg.
I think it was so hard for the police to control the mass of people over there.
I'm surprised the police even was able to get in here.
I'm saying it was awful. I've never seen that.
Mohammed Wiswall is manning the counter of his family business, Trenton Coffee House, which is just blocks from where the shooting happened. He's lived in the city most of his life and was at the festival earlier in the day on Saturday.
I didn't see any, I mean, there was a bunch of drunk people, and usually there's little squabbles here and there, but there wasn't even that. I mean, there wasn't any subconscious, everybody was having a good time.
The event features about 1,500 artists of all ages, galleries, live mural painting, and graffiti art, a silent disco, musical acts, and a film festival. Last year, it drew an estimated 30,000 people to Trenton, including people from the more well-off suburbs of South Jersey. Wiswall says the shooting is a black mark on a city that seemed to be shedding some of its violent image lately.
It's kind of like Trenton's kind of been going on, I guess, upward. It's just been up, 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 especially with small businesses opening up. A lot of the immigrant communities opening up, you know, other small businesses, which just kind of brings the population in and brings business in.
Still, Wiswall says it may be the large number of people injured that's drawing national attention.
It's not like this doesn't happen, you know, quite often here. You know, growing up, like, they've been drive-bys by our house. There's people, I know people who have been shot or killed by gun violence.
One of the coffee house patrons, Sean Glean, was at the festival Saturday long before the shooting. He worries about what this will mean for Trenton's reputation.
It sucks because it's such a positive thing. It's, you know, it's not what it's about. Like, things like that happen all the time everywhere. It just so happened to happen there.
We wanted Art All Night to be CNN breaking news. We didn't want Art All Night to be CNN breaking news because of this.
James Peoples is a former board member of Artworks Trenton, the nonprofit that started Art All Night a dozen years ago. He also used to be head of security for the event. At first, volunteers simply monitored the crowd. As the festival became more popular, Peoples says local police began helping them deal with the occasional drunken squabble. Community advocates like Peoples have been hoping Art All Night could propel Trenton into the trendier ranks of Brooklyn, Asbury Park, and Philadelphia.
One of the things we've been hoping to use has been the arts community. And so now more than ever, I think the city is going to have to rely upon its arts and creative community to be a driving force and to be an engine to change those opinions of other people around the country.
Peoples has been working hard to get people to see Trenton differently. It's why he became involved with Artworks Trenton, and it's why he's now pleading for more positive exposure for the city he loves.
So we've got to get you guys, we've got to get the media to realize that there's more to this event, that there's more to this community, that there's more to these people than what somebody else decided to do last night.
Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.